And this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Shatters live broadcast on a Friday night, June the 3rd. This is 2011. Not too far away from 2012. This is going fast, isn't it? 5 months already gone, and we are, seeing a lot of things happening all around the world. The critical mass, that sense of things building, globalism building, destabilization building, ominous presence in the air building, and, even the earth changes and tornadoes and hurricanes and tsunamis and earthquakes and all the rest. So in this hour that we live in, and this is part of the issue, everybody wants to know what's going on. Everybody wants to know about future events, conspiracies, and, those things that are being done behind closed doors. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about that in the context of spiritual warfare. We started out this week with the title, the theme, Critical Mass, Spiritual Warfare, the Front Lines of Past, Present, and Future History. There is no history since the fall of the human race that is not packed with the concept of spiritual warfare. The things that are done behind the scenes, well, the only reason they're behind the scenes, I mean, this spiritual world, angels, demons, powers, agenda, Satan, but it all comes to this side. I mean, when it comes down to it, it all comes to this side. When we, as believers in Christ, read about in Ephesians chapter 6, the armor of God and the reasons to have on truth and righteousness and readiness, the helmet of salvation. And what about that one phrase? Lift up the shield of faith. Lift up the shield of faith. So what? So what can you do when you do that? So that you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. All the flaming arrows of the evil one. Now, I'm going to say right now that after 30 years pastoring and being in conferences and being all over, you know, other states, and I'm convinced that the overwhelming majority of believers in Christ have not been discipled well in the area of spiritual warfare, in the realization that salvation itself is an exchange out of the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of Christ, out of the legal rights of Satan into the hands of God and his legal rights and ownership. Out of one position of darkness and the law of sin and death, and into light, God's light, not counterfeit, New Age counterfeit, not some mystical, esoteric counterfeit light that has nothing to do with the cross and entrance into relationship to God. Let me tell you right now, there is such a spiritual critical mass that it is so broad, so wide, so deep worldwide that the frog in the kettle, you know the story, frog in the kettle, the water is slowly turned up, little by little by little, the frog is finally cooked, dies of course, but has no idea that he's being cooked along the way. Now, I want to say that, and you know this, most of the, you can answer the question. Does most of the world know that it's being spiritually cooked in preparation for events, politics, economics, military, environmental, global events that have never happened in all of human history that will be off the charts when it comes to these events? In the past, there was no Armageddon. In the past, there was no abyss opened. And those entities coming down upon the earth, that's never happened. In the past, we don't have Satan in human skin, Homo Satanus, a false prophet that helps lead billions astray. Let me ask you, how you feel about the day and the hour that we live in. I mean, there's a lot of confusion, there's a lot of other things, but, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to get into the devil and the agenda and the end of history. Now, I marked down on the PDF file notes, the outline notes that we put out, 8 points I've added to it. We've got 10 points, But we're going to begin with three other things: the devil in government, the devil in economics, and the devil, I'm scratching point C and changing it, the devil in military. Because this is vital. This is the targets. This is where you're going to see the broader evidences before it's too late, before the devil is in the boots on the ground in our faces. But let me stop there and just say again, welcome to all those listening by satellite, by internet worldwide, and for the thousands of you that download later on. Now, we got a diverse crowd. We have a lot of believers in Christ. We have seekers and atheists and agnostics and Satanists and Luciferians and InfoGuard and those who recon what's being said to calculate who and what we are. It's amazing to me, really, the responses that do come in. The good thing is this: people have gotten saved. Backslidden believers have been shaken out of their boots and want to return and follow Christ. You see, during this hour and ahead of this, we ask that God in extraordinary ways will show his power, his mercy, his might, that God would even touch with great spiritual revival, striking, you know, individuals, even cities. This, we believe, God wills and does. Now, we trust that as you listen, you realize with absolutely no shame, and with great pleasure, I tell you, God loves you. God knows who you are. God knows the situation. Nobody wants you more than God. And regardless, if you're one of those that really like this program, and you feel that the person, this voice, this person here, Russ, cares about you, that's the only reason I'm here. There goes another computer off here. Let me tell you this, that God is present where you are. Be that in Belgium, be that in Moscow, be that in Beijing, be that in Mumbai or Manila, or some of you there on the Hawaiian Islands that download, or down there right off the coast next to Hugo Chavez, you're downloading and listening. They're in Malta. They're in the Mediterranean. They're next to the Vatican. So the interesting thing is, in the downloads afterwards, the audience is broad and wide. And I can tell you that I have experienced again and again and again God's providence after the fact. What God does, I find out, you know, in lives in different places later on. But I will tell you this, there are so many times that as I come to this microphone, the Spirit of God, in preparation, I can say that for some of you, I feel the needs, I feel the issues. There's no question that there's times, whatever preparation in the Spirit of God that I feel I've gotten ready for, there's always something that God brings in. So I'll just do it the way that they did it in Acts chapter 4. May God stretch out his hand, and may God heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders. Let's include this. May God destroy the demonic work and satanic work going on. And may God save in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Shadow the Darkness live broadcast on this Friday night. This is Russ Dizdar. And the website connected to it all, the primary one, shatterthedarkness.net. www.shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Now, we have a secondary show on Wednesday night called The Ragged Edge. Many of you had gotten there, and we had started this scenario dealing with somebody in Vancouver, British Columbia. Ministry went out. Deliverance occurred. We've gone backwards now to re-look into the case. This leads us then into Victoria, British Columbia. Individuals have written us from that area to tell us what's going on. This is where Michelle Remembers the Book, you know, came out of. This is where those others have put on the web that it's the second capital of Satanism next to Geneva. Now, we're going to look into Geneva, Switzerland later on. But we went over Victoria, British Columbia last Wednesday night. That's up on the web. How do you get the archive if you want it? Well, go to shatterthedarkness.net, stay in the center column and keep going down, scrolling down. You're going to go past where it says the newest daily weekly update. You're going to see the banner for future Congress coming up quickly here in July. Going to be one of the biggest Congress conferences like this around. Keep going down a little bit. You'll see it says now on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. If you just simply click on that, the Ragged Edge where it says live radio, just click on that. It'll take you to the site, and when you get there, it will show you the featured 2-hour program. We had John that boots on the ground there in Victoria. And I have no question that we met him a few months ago and had him on this last Wednesday by God's providence because of what God is going to be doing in his life. And then Rich called in and doing a great job in his own right and shared some incredible insight about Vancouver. All the things we've been hearing. Now, we've gotten other calls in, and we've gotten other emails in, other information in. And let me just say quickly, when somebody calls the alert phone line to leave information, please understand, nobody answers that, and almost never will somebody call you back. I mean, what I'm saying is, if you're wanting to leave information anonymously, nobody's going to bother you. Nobody else... But one individual here has access to that. And then nobody's going to call back. So if you call in to ask about the book or ask about something else, there's not an ability there to call back. By the way, the book, The Black Awakening, still selling and doing, again, the information in it. And the reason I'm bringing it out again today is the email that I got after the live show on Victoria, British Columbia. Now, we're going to stay on that because we've now, with these maps we have, targeted it, praying for spiritual revival in Christ to occur there with massive exposure of the dark side. Now, with that going on and a lot of other places that we're targeting, Bohemian Grove, for example, the Mother of Darkness Castle in Belgium. Now, next week, we're going to focus on England when it comes to Satanism, Chosen Ones, and the underground going on there. The week after that, it's going to be Russia. The week after that, it's going to be Belgium. And then we're going to spend some time dealing with the European Union as a whole. But I got a letter in after Wednesday night's broadcast, late night broadcast. Now, that Ragged Edge show, it's called The Ragged Edge, late night on Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard until 12 midnight. Now, there's live chat and there's call-in, stuff like that, and we're going to have from time to time some individuals on. I don't do a talk show with interviews. You know, most of you know that. But there's times that I'll bring individuals on, boots on the ground, not because they're a book author and things like that, but because of where they are in connection to ministry. But I have a email here, and again, I will not share the name, so I won't betray anybody in that way. But I want to share a little bit of the content. This comes out of Canada, London, Ontario, Canada. Here's what it says, quote, "Hi, Russ, just listened to the broadcast concerning Victoria, British Columbia, June 1st, 2011. Many things said really resonated with me. I've been a Christian over 30 years. And they go on from there and talk about being taught more about spiritual warfare and became very frustrated when fellow believers either thought that they were weird or they got mad. I mean, again, and I understand that because when believers are not discipled in the whole counsel of God from the beginning on, they're going to be, it's going to be like Christians on the field with 10% of the content of what God intended to put in them and bring through them. And the carnality can be there. So I do understand that. They go on to say this, quote, "Just recently, he's brought me to even deeper knowledge concerning the other genus and so forth." It says, "That is how I came across your site. I couldn't believe there was someone like you out there doing what is being done, what you're doing. I am now a faithful listener." By the way, if they are listening now, they're in London, Ontario. "Blessings to you and prayers in Christ over your life." So they have you down here. I currently pray for their city. They say my city, London, Ontario, Canada. Huge in Masonic witchcraft influence. And they go on concerning where there was ritualistic killing over the Easter weekend. When they heard the Victoria British Columbia broadcast, and this is what they say: "I really felt the Spirit of God urging me to contact you. I don't want to sit around anymore with all the head knowledge and not get involved. I would like to know how I can help the ministry to become even more, this ministry here, to become more prevalent in Canada. There is a, now listen to this, there is a huge need here, and it seems to me that Christians are either asleep, deceived, or ignorant." They go on to say this: "I have seen chosen ones." For those new to the term, in the book The Black Awakening, referring to SRA, Satanic Ritual Abuse, the idea of creating a master race, super soldiers, demonized, so forth, that's part of what that's, that whole, well, primarily what that book's about. But the word chosen one means satanically chosen, designed, created, empowered, and so forth. We estimate now in the nations that we've been, you know, contacted by or engaged with, 40 million at the minimum, up to 100 million worldwide out of four generations. So this individual from London, Ontario, Canada says, "I have seen these chosen ones infiltrate a spirit-filled church I was attending about 2 years ago. I warned the pastor, who would not believe me. The church is totally destroyed today. They have maybe 20 in attendance, and five of whom are chosen ones. I've listened to your teaching on the infiltration of the churches, and it was a classic case." Now, that's amazing to me. You got to understand, with the downloads monthly, the listenership overall, there may be almost a quarter of a million. I know there's over 170,000 downloads, 90-some countries, and then other listeners and the videos that Chris White and many others have made. So it's always astounding to me where all this gets to. But I am absolutely gripped by the providence of hand. You know, the hand of God, the providence of God, and why we're here at this moment in time, because of what is occurring. So to our friend there, we're going to be saying, we'll put an email back to you, and we will connect, and we'll see what's going on also in London, Ontario, Canada. Every single day, arms are stretched out over towards all of Canada, and Canada is prayed for. I want you to know that. Now we're doing it by city, city by city. So we've gone into 17 minutes of this just to give you the update. And this is part of building that critical mass. What I have experienced here for 30 years and all of the local work and all of the things we've done, and once 3 years ago going on air and going into podcast, and then a year and a half ago going live, well, now into all these countries, here's what's occurring. What we've written about in the book is showing up in massive numbers, in the sense of the critical mass. Yes, satanic ritual abuse, mind control, multiple personality disorder, the concept of building chosen ones, the troops of Antichrist, the rise of that regime, the rise of the manifestation of dark spirits in preparation for the great chaos and the rise of Antichrist is unprecedented and reaching critical mass. Now, when I say reaching critical mass, I use the term bulging at the seams. It's kind of like taking, if you have a water, you know, one of those tea kettles, you know, that whistle, and you put some water in, you put it on the stove, you walk away, you turn the heat up. Now, if you turn the heat up real low, it takes a while, but eventually that water begins to boil and the whistle blows. Well, on a spiritual basis, based on prophetic biblical revelation concerning the evolution of satanic agenda, of the sequence of that satanic agenda, well, we're bulging at the seams. The satanic tea kettle is on the stove. The fire has been struck, and the water is boiling. And literally, when you're spiritually attuned, when you really know biblical prophecy, and you're looking not at just a locality, but now the world as a whole, the critical mass, the whistle is blowing. One wonders how much longer it's going to be until literally the explosion of the Red Horse, the explosion of the Great Revolt. Call it catastrophe, call it the Great Chaos, call it Kaoab Odur, call it what the ancient occultists have done. Bottom line, Satan's agenda when it comes to the global striking events, it begins with the chaos. Well, I've got 10 of them to talk about, and we'll get to those in just a few moments. I want you to hear me tonight, because truly this is information that deals with the globe, destiny, but it comes down to you. It comes down to your preparation as a believer in Christ. It comes down to you that listen by God's providence, and you don't even know God. You don't even know the Spirit of God in your heart and life. And you must understand that the Spirit of God seeks you, summons you, calls and brings the conviction to bring you to Christ, to bring you to God. Right now, you can turn to the living Christ and know God personally, as Christ would come into your life with his power, forgiveness, and the gift of eternal life. Now, you've got to understand, if you don't know that, let me ask you what you do have, what you're prepared for. There are New Agers, there are esoteric spiritualists, there are Buddhist, Hindu, New Agers in by the hundreds of millions worldwide. And the 2012 concept, I'm going to say again, I began this in January. I told you in January that 2012 will go quick. 2012, with all the presidential voting, with all that's going to be going on behind the scenes, there is no politic, no economic, no military on a global scale that is not spiritually being conceived with inception, enhanced, guided, directed. It is what is behind that brings the ideas. I began the show by talking about the arrows, Ephesians 6, the involuntary communications. Thoughts and feelings sent from that side to you individually. When it comes to personal spiritual warfare, you've got to understand that the dark side works in observing you and trying to send in involuntary thoughts, involuntary feelings that contradict the will of God, contradict the Word of God. So if you're sitting there saying, man, I feel oppressed, and I don't feel like reading the Word of God, I don't feel like doing anything, I don't feel like praying, where's those feelings coming from? You know, either we're just a bunch of lazy, gluttonous couch potatoes that we just need to get our act together and repent for neglecting so great a salvation. On the other side of the fence, there are those that are trying to do everything, but they're not recognizing that the oppression, the feelings, the thoughts in the head, the lies that are in your mind, the things that are trying to trip you up, the fears that are trying to tell you you can't do anything good for God, you can't be a soul winner, you can't, you don't have time for this, and feeling like nothing will work. Where's that coming from? On an individual basis, that's what Ephesians 6 is all about. Your struggle is not flesh and blood. There's a battle going on a personal level for every single believer in Christ. Doesn't make any difference whether you're in Russia or China. It doesn't make any difference where you are in the world. In some places, there's greater freedom than others. True. In some places, there's greater financial stuff. But there's also greater distractions and things that pull people off the track. Bottom line comes down, whether you're in Zimbabwe or whether you are in Cleveland, Ohio, or whether you are in Beijing, if you're a believer in Christ, all of heaven knows you. God knows you. God knows you. His presence, power, and every promise is yours. And by the Spirit of God and the wisdom of God, where you can't get any higher than His, and His power, you can't get anything greater than that. And Jesus, well, there is, he stands alone, unequaled. there you stand with God, and you can surrender all. You can seek and ask and receive and be clothed with his power and get deep into the Word of God. You can do it. I've had the privilege to go to a number of schools over the years, but I can guarantee you that the majority of my studies came outside of those schools where thousands and thousands of dollars were paid. Listen, I don't know if I have time, and I definitely don't have the money for other, I'd love to, many other schools, whatever else, but I also have learned all these years. Anybody can read books. But I mean, you can have a consuming commitment to study systematically the Word of God. Let me ask you something. Don't just have a, you know, 2-minute devotional a couple times a week, as if that's going to feed you spiritually, as if that's going to build you for living your life as a believer, let alone prepare you for the kind of world we are entering into. That's nuts to think that, really is. So what we need is a believer, the Savior that you have, so that you do not neglect so great a salvation. You need to know everything about him. So I don't care if it's just a Bible in your hand and nothing else. When I first got saved, that's all it was. Now I've got thousands and thousands and thousands of books and getting more books and always studying, always researching. But the centrality is the living Christ, his conscious presence, unceasing, unbroken in our lives. He's never left me, never forsaken me in 37 years, just as the Word of God says. He'll never leave you, forsake you. You might have walked away. If God seems far away, guess who moved? James 4, we're told to submit to God, resist the devil, draw near to God. And God, this is experiential, drawing near, coming near to God experientially, he will come near to you experientially. So you might have to design and say, you know what? I have one life to live. I have this massive revelation of the Scriptures. And now if you're online, if you're listening online, you've got tremendous websites, biblos.com and Gateway and places you can go for massive good studies that we didn't have back in the days of schools and seminaries and everything else. Bottom line is, again, your relationship to the Lord, your knowing the Word of God, your ability to grow, and your need to know about spiritual warfare. Because on a personal basis, forget the world as a whole for a second here, okay? Forget the globe, forget the Antichrist, forget all of that for a second. Let's come back down to you. With everything else in the world happening, all the promises of God that are on the table for you and I, all of the massive revelation of God that's on the table for you and I to have, it comes down to you. If the devil and the demonic in spiritual warfare defeat you and keep you crippled and keep you completely spiritually boxed in, then what good would knowing all the other information be? God designed you as a believer in Christ to become great, powerful, strong, fruit-bearing, with a massive potential before you. The parable of the sower and the Word of God, where some take it, and once they receive the Word of God, they put it into practice, and they produce 30% more. Others can take the Word of God and even put more into it, put it into practice, and they produce 60%. Some can take the Word of God and really grab a hold of it, put it into practice, and 100%. That's why I'm saying, not only is it God's will, like we read in John's Gospel 15, Jesus says, I have chosen you to go and bear fruit, much fruit, fruit that'll last. You can read this also in the book of Ephesians chapter 2. Not only have we been saved by faith alone, you know, by grace through faith alone, not of works, but when you read the next couple of verses, that we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Good works, miracle power in answer to prayer. You can become vastly powerful in prayer. just like Elijah. You read James chapter 5, the Word of God says, just like Elijah, you as a believer can become powerful, effectual, I mean, effective in prayer. You can absolutely become someone that brings God's power, presence, will to bear. We don't decide His will, but by prayer and obedience, we implement it. It comes through us. You can be a believer that decides, you know what, the number one thing God wants is people saved. The most important thing, that's what the cross is all about above everything else. It is the central issue of spiritual warfare. If you're lost, your spirit is dead to God. Satan has rights. The sin code and death code remain, and you will go to hell if you lose your life in rejection to God here and now. Believers knowing that, we need to get to people. How can they believe on whom they've not heard? They need to hear the gospel. This gospel, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. I don't care. Listen, you don't have to worry about how smart you are. The gospel is the power of God. I don't care if it's Stephen Hawking. I don't care if it is Richard Dawkins. I don't care if it's Ray Kurzweil. I don't care if it's the biggest intellectual, if it's a drug lord, if it's Charles Manson in prison, if it's an astronaut. I don't care if it's a president. Jesus Christ died on the cross, and all of us are lost sinners. All of us are separated, and God summons all people everywhere, as Paul said at the Areopagus, the Greek, Epicurean, and Stoic philosophers all heard. Paul unleashed the message of God from creation to Christ, saying that now God summons all people everywhere. The Germans, the French, the English, the Scandinavian, the Russian, all over the world, God summons. God's got an agenda. And I'm off the notes, I know, today. We're off. I'm speaking to believers primarily right now. And there's no question the intent of the Spirit of God is to let you know that the life worth living is one totally surrendered and consecrated to Christ. Come hell or high water, spit in the devil's face, stand up, wipe off the blood and the tears and the wounds of the past, quit sitting around being tired. You ever get just tired of being tired all the time? Tired of being wounded all the time? Tired of complaining all the time? Tired of making up excuses all the time? You ever get tired of it? I think the Spirit of God is grieved and gets sick of it. It's time to lay it all down and just say, God, I'm nothing but a sinner that's been forgiven. I don't want to be an unfaithful servant. I want to stand not only clean in your presence by the blood of Christ. I accept and know that you love me. But here's my life, Lord, my one singular life, I give it to you. I am stepping out in obedience to the Scripture, to the Word of God, and I will trust you to lead, guide, empower, give me whatever gifting of the Spirit's charismatic giftings and works. I will pray and seek that you will do extraordinary miracles in my city, in my location. I will seek every soul to bring them to Christ. I will pray right now that you listening will be just struck by the Spirit of God, the mercy of God, the compassion of Christ, the burden of the lost soul. Savior didn't die on the cross for nothing. There is no greater agenda than that of getting a human life saved and discipled and growing. So much you can do. I love to read Hebrews chapter 11 every once in a while. They conquered kingdoms by faith. They administered justice by faith. They did massive things because they believed God, stepped out, and did it. Come hell or high water, Antichrist raises his voice in Europe. So what? You think God's backed off at all? You think God's cringing, waiting for that day like a lot of scared people are? God's ready to bring the hammer down. The Antichrist will have less time in history than Hitler did. though he'll work behind the scenes, the apocalypse of the Antichrist. Well, let me just stop. I'm preaching, I know. But I feel the Spirit of God in it. And I sense hot tears down faces. And that's a good thing. You want revival in your life right now? Then it's time to repent of the totality of flesh, sin, junk, excuses, fears. Quit biting your fingernails. It's time to stand up with arms wide open before the throne of grace, where God's wide open arms, a throne of grace, where God says, come boldly, freely, to find grace, to find mercy, to help you in the time of need. May God strike with his presence, healing, extraordinary miracle in your life. But may God turn you into an incredible man of God, woman of God, ever growing. See, to this very day, 37 years later, all I care about is getting stronger, growing more, and trying to accomplish more. If I have pitifully, over all these years, maybe pitifully, produced 30%, you better believe I want 60%. Oh God, I want to produce 100%. God is ready. Is there a believer who will respond to the call of God? Isaiah saw the glory of God, felt it. God said, Whom will I send? Here am I, Lord. Send me. With all of your heart, with all of your will, with all of your life, here am I, God. Send me. How can you and I as a believer realize? Let me give you 3 points today. I'll still give you the 10 things here on the agenda. 3 primary things. When it comes to what God says the devil is doing in the world, it is huge, my friends. It involves 3 specific things: government, economics, and military. It involves the political, the economic, and the military. The three top targets of the total global satanic agenda, political ideology, economic centrality, and military super, listen, military super weaponization. Mark these 3 things down, because out of the sum total of Scripture, out of the research that my life's been involved with, out of the direction things are going, I'm telling you that ultimately the new world order, it will come. It will. And Revelation 13 declares that. So it's not about stopping it. It's about how many people are you going to get saved till the end? How much damage will you do to the dark side? Will you use the authority of Christ to kick out demons out of the lives of those who've gotten possessed and demonized because they were dumb enough to get into stuff, or they didn't know any better, or whatever the reasons? Like Mark chapter 5, when you find that person naked cutting themselves and the demon speaking out of its mouth, what will you do? You better not be the anemic, weak, fearful, biting your fingernail, insipid believer that stands as a mockery, a caricature to what God intended you to be. Somehow, as you surrender and say, here am I, Lord, send me, I'm telling you, God will make you so fearless, you won't care about your own life. It don't make any difference. We all die anyway. We all going to get glorified bodies, indestructible immortality coming. You know what? Don't let fear be your, listen to me, your master. Who rules you? The fear of men, the fear of Satan, the fear of bad events, the fear of messing up, or the power of God, the sovereignty of God, the lordship of Christ, the 3 things, my friends. Number 1, the devil seeks to embed Luciferic globalism in the political ideology worldwide. Perestroika, the Presidio, the UN, Bilderbergers, Trilateralists, the Group of 300, the Club of Rome, whatever you want to call all of the groups, massive numbers of New Age seed groups all over the world. In your government, wherever you live, whether it's the Netherlands or South Africa or Brazil or Beijing, Middle East, Europe, man, I want to tell you right now, Europe's cooked. England's being cooked. Let me tell you right now, the devil seeks to embed Luciferic globalism. It comes from demonic writings, Didache of Daemonoia, Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. That's where it comes from. And where it's come from, when it comes from Helena Blavatsky and Alice Bailey and David Spangler and Robert Mueller and Barbara Marx Hubbard and on and on and on and on and on, let me just simply say this. When I see that ideology come off the lips of Barack Obama, come off the lips of prime ministers of England and leaders in Europe, when I see that they are committed to Luciferic globalism, without knowing and understanding what it is the drive for the relinquishing of sovereignty of nations and the goal of coming up with a globalized political system with centrality, which will include the exclusion of real biblical Christ-centered Christendom. And it will be clearly anti-Israel. So where you see this ideology building, that is how deep Satan's getting his hands in. If you're in the government and you understand and you hear the inside speeches and you even look in your educational systems and you see how they're trying to educate the nation, where you see Luciferic globalism, the drive towards the elimination of nation states and the goal for one world, centrality, new laws, world government, world courts, world everything, then let me tell you what you got. You got the devil breathing down political ideology's neck. Point B, the devil and the economic powers. Well, when I say political ideology being Luciferic, let me also say this. The other side of the story is economic centrality. When you see all the governments collapsing and all the monies and all the banks, and everybody wonders where the money's going. You know, if I take a piece of paper and I'm close to a little, you know, pretty good strong stream, tear up that paper in little pieces and throw it out there into the stream, guess what's going to happen? It's all going to start going downstream. That's what's happening to the millions and trillions of dollars. You'll need to look for centrality. Where is all the money? Is it the World Bank? Is that the Antichrist's checkbook ultimately? There is no possibility of a world government, world military system, no possibility of rebuilding after the chaos and building such a system as what is to come without all the money. And you can look at the smaller groups, you know, independent groups that lend, you know, yield that way, whether it's Bilderbergers and so forth. But the guarantee is most of what I'm talking about is underneath the surface. If we name names like George Soros, if we name, you know, queens and kings and other bloodlines of Europe and so forth, fine. But the issue is, look at where the money is going and what the ideology economically is. One currency? Is that it? One currency? One central place? One place of governing? World control over all the finances ultimately is nothing more than the development of the Antichrist's checkbook. Point number three. I have already mentioned point one, political ideology, when it's becoming more Luciferic globalism. Number two, economic centrality, when all the money's going in one place, the Antichrist checkbook. And then number three, military super weaponization, where the newest of ideas have popped into the heads of MIL-LAB weapons development specialists. And especially where you see planetary defense weapon systems being built. Super weapons in combination with super soldiers. Then you have everything developing just as the fallen cherub, just as the Antichrist will need. There can be no massive chaos, revolt, red horse issue where millions are slaughtered, the nations are brought down, the chaos, the catastrophe occurs, everything crumbles. You can't have that happen without the hidden sleeper troops being planted. Hitler could never have had a Third Reich, a global 1,000-year reign, without troops that he was amassing. Oh, he wanted godmen. He wanted super soldiers. He wanted the Aryan. He wanted whether anybody believes it or not, the Aryan was the Nephilim blood. That was power in the blood of new level types of soldiers. Now, we're talking 60, 70 years ago. What do you think has occurred since? And I will broadcast to you again when it comes to satanic chosen ones, which I have deeply outlined in the book, The Black Awakening. Which, listen, by the way, you can get 24 hours of MP3s that the detailed book is based on free. It's on the website, left-hand side, scroll down. Thousands of MP3s now. We'll get out all that we can to you. But I'm saying, get the book because of the content. If you think this message has anything in it from God, I'm telling you the only reason I ever conceived, I'm not a good writer. I'm not. There's even some editing errors that were left in there and need to be cleaned out when we put out a second edition. But I've got another book coming out shortly, and a third one coming out, and a primary book called Seeing into the Future. And by God's grace, R1919 and the Abyss books coming out. But I know there's been spiritual warfare in all of even that development. Third point is, keep your eyes on your military listening, your military monitoring, your military writing it all down. All right, good. Hello, Echelon. Let me say this. God loves you. You're a human being that will live and die with or without God. How's it going to be? He loves you, even when your superiors do not. He doesn't want you to be drawn into spiritually oriented psyops that involve mind control, non-human enhancements, and super soldier development. Chosen ones, which I've outlined in the materials in the books, that this new friend in Canada has written about and said how they have seen. See, we've been in the churches. We've observed it. That's why, matter of fact, if you want to know about the infiltration, not only of churches, we did one of the MP3s on the infiltration of the military. See, I believed the military back in the late 40s, Russians, Central Europe, English, Canadians, specific United States. I believe you guys, all of us, received in satanic, you can say a Nazi scientist, satanic Trojan horse. And while all of the super leaders, military leaders and scientists sleeping and bathing in their successes, what was inside has been coming out all along. The agenda has gone worldwide. The rat lines are beyond just the physical rat lines. Hell's rat lines have gone global, and I will announce again that I personally believe in our statistics there are at least 100 million And I would say half of them are intact. Those who have been demonized, split, trained, programmed, enhanced, most of which are sleepers. Four generations of them. All the way down to children. Anybody see the movie Hannah? You know, the little girl that is preserved and hidden out and trained, and she's able to beat, you know, military people and use weapons and has abilities and is smarter than, you know, this super child. Blonde hair, blue eyes. Hannah, the little movie. Transgenics involved. The idea of enhancing a human being and making them a weapon. I hate to tell everybody, but the truth is that's already occurred and is occurring in increasing and broader and deeper and wider enablement. But I'm telling you now, 50 million at least intact. And when the restrainer is removed, and when, well, let's touch on that in here in just a second. The first three things, keep an eye on when it comes to critical mass growing on a global level, and it all involves the spiritual warfare. And can you pray against it? Yes. Can you do some damage? Yes. Can, and the biggest issue is leading people to Christ, be it scientists and others. Three things, the devil in political ideology turning into globalist, Luciferic globalism. The devil in economic centrality. Yeah, the pocketbook for the check, for the Antichrist. And then the devil's development in military super weaponization. Now, here's the 10 things that I wanted to share that I believe are the core biblically revealed. That means God has revealed exactly the sequence of what Satan is doing, his methodology, his agenda, what he has. And then much of this, what is just about to break loose in the world. Here they are real quick. Number one. Now, if you got the notes, and by the way, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net if you turned in late. On the website, shatterthedarkness.net, there is in the, where you see the theme for the week, and as we go down in that middle column, you'll see PDF study note file, and we have that every week now. We find more and more people, you know, that like that to write down notes and things. And pretty much we stick with it. It's an outline for God to show you more, for you to add into. But point D on this date here, the page for June the 3rd on Friday night. The agenda that brings about the end of history. Number one, spiritual delusion. A critical mass of spiritual delusion. Where there's all kinds of alternative spirits and spirituality and events and experiences and doors open and all kinds of things can happen, enhancements and whatever else. And I'm saying right now there are billions, a couple billion that are already completely, you know, gripped with some other alternative spirit, demonic, you know, sign, wonder, or miracle, or guru, or false prophet, or whatever else. That has not led them to God or Christ, but keeps them away from God and Christ. That critical mass is bulging at the seam. Number two, the development of destabilization. With the rise of dark spirits and the satanic agenda comes a corresponding rise of destabilization. Where it has literally brought tremors of feelings, even the Webbot Project says that, around the world, the fear of catastrophic things going to happen, you know, whether it's war or whatever, you know, the dismantling economically, the dismantling on a nation lace basis, dismantling of so many things. So destabilization and creating the sense of, an, you know, fear and angst. Point number three. Now we're going to deal with underneath the water. Underneath this veil. Underneath the veil is the building of the troops of Antichrist, which I think has been done, is being done, and they are ready. Number four, underneath the waters, underneath the surface of the deep, the development of the political system. Revelation 13 is called the beast. A beast system inseparably connected to the Antichrist. And it will rise. God says the Antichrist will have an apocalypse, an unveiling to the world. Whereas the system, this political system, it's military, you know, the military is going to be there because of the force, the backing. So when I say point three, the troops, the military side, and then number four, the political side, and then number five underneath that surface of the deep, the economic. Those three levels, I'm telling you, I believe are already on the table, underneath the carpet at least, and prepared and readied under, laced under supernatural secrecy, and of course the law of secrecy for now, because they can't come out until the restrainer is removed. Check again 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Look at the sequence. Point six now. Three was the troops of Antichrist. Four is the political. Five is the economic. Six is the chaos that will be unleashed. Hasn't yet. The Red Horse event, the revolt event that is going to collapse the nations and all the rest, that's number six. Number seven, the rise of a new world order, the rise of a new system. The world's going to see it as a necessity, as a savior, but it's already been plotted and planned. Number eight, massive critical mass hatred against any and all believers, Israel, of course, and a goal of annihilating Israel, annihilating believers. I believe the greatest and worst of persecutions are yet to come. Now, this is only a basic list. I'm going to give you 9 and 10 also. And not everything is on this list, but these are the big things. The events begin at point six. The chaos that has to come, Red Horse event, rebellion, whatever you want to call that. Number seven, the New World Order will rise in order to save and be the regime that comes in, a regime change. And then eight is, again, this against Israel, against the body of Christ, destruction of, suppression of, if not the goal of persecuting, annihilating. Biblical witness shares that it will not be accomplished. That's a good thing. Point nine, the abyss is going to be opened. And those things are going to come down on the earth. And the only ones protected are the people of God. Number 10, Armageddon. The end. Literally, Armageddon is that last day of human history. In the context of all of this, let me give you a word. Isaiah 46. Hear the words of God. Quote, remember this, fix it in mind, take to heart, you rebels. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand. Into the hour. This is Russ Dizdar. I pray you're saved. If you're saved, I pray you're strong and growing strong. See you next Monday. Keep us in your prayers. Please keep us in support. Invest. Good night.